It is my great treat to have on from L.A., where he woke up early to do this, my friend Ronnie Marmo, who has been the star for some time of I'm Not a Comedian, I'm Lenny Bruce. Ronnie, thanks for coming on the air. You only got a few more shows left in Chicago, don't you?
That's true, Rick, and it is early here, but for you, I would get up at 2 a.m. So,
well, one of the great things is you don't drink. You've not had a drink for 20-some years, which makes it easier to get up. It has been an astonishing kind of time for you in Chicago. Ronnie is appearing at the Venus Cabaret, which is adjacent to the Music Box Theater. It's a fantastic, fantastic room. You have also played at many places around the country. How has Chicago been to you, Ronnie?
Oh, are you kidding me? It's so hard to let go of. We have March 26th, which is this Saturday. I'm doing two more performances, and then April 2nd will be my last two. And it's really hard to let go. I mean, honestly, I spent 6 months before the pandemic, 2 years in the pandemic, nurturing those friendships, and then 6 months after. So it was a big decision, but we're about to tour the show, and it's just time right now. But I have a feeling I'll come back through at some point.
Oh, I do, too. It is a remarkable show, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm hoping the name Lenny Bruce means something to you. But if it just means, oh, hey, he was the guy who talked dirty, he was so much more, Ronnie, so much more.
Yeah, that doesn't even scratch the surface.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's the rep. But, you know, the truth is, I think what people seem to really like about the show is you really get to meet the guy and the man and, you know, his vulnerability. People, when they play Lenny, they tend to play just this bitter guy who was at the end of his life. But Lenny was a genius, and he was funny, and he just had it all. And so, yeah, come out. People have seen the show many times, locals.
Yeah.
More than once, because it's that kind of piece. You've seen it a few times, right?
Absolutely. I've seen it about three or four times. And one of the things, you know, it is not any kind of nostalgic trip. I think it is a very, very topical trip that addresses the times in which we live now. I mean, it is, you know, we live in this very pinched, politically correct, cancel culture times. And Lenny spoke truth to power, and I think that's needed still.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, he was the first one who got canceled, but the difference is, you know, they killed him, so that was a little different cancel. But,
yeah.
You know, yeah, no, I think Lenny's voice is needed more than ever now. And what's interesting about the show, what's great about the show is pretty much everybody on both sides of the aisle and the middle all, like, hear themselves in this show. He's got so much to say, and it's, you know, none of it's political. All of it just feels like the truth, and it's fantastic. I mean, I love doing it for Chicago, and I'll never repeat this out loud, even though we're on the radio, but it's been my favorite city by far to do the show, because the theater audience in Chicago are just so supportive and so smart and so ready for you to succeed. It's a beautiful city. It wasn't an easy decision. I'll
no.
tell you that.
Oh, I can. I know that, Ronnie Marmo. You can go to a variety of things. The name of the show is I'm Not a Comedian, I'm Lenny Bruce. I will keep you reminding people about this all this week, Ronnie, and hope to see you in the weekend before you go. Plus, the Venus Cabaret is an amazingly good space for this show.
It's so swanky. It feels like, Lenny, like you're stepping back in time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, if you go to LennyBruceOnStage.com, you get everything. You just get all the info. Joe Mantegna, the great, you know, Chicago native, he directed the play. And so there's just so much about it.
I miss you. I'll see you over the weekend.
Okay, my
Ronnie,
pal.
Thanks a million. Thanks a million. Take care.
Okay, bud.
He really is great, and the show is great.